Good morning, church. A reading from Matthew 16, it's 13 to 20. Peter confesses Jesus as the Christ. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And so they said, "Well, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Jesus, the Christ.
Good morning, church. The reading today is from Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. And it says, "Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.'" Another reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, and it says, "Who hath delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Thank you.
Good morning, church. I've got one question for you before we start this morning. Not before we start, we have started, is it? Before I start preaching, are you expectant? Are you expectant? There is a sort of fountain rushing right now in this place. You know, there is a sort of gushing of, you know, the flow of the Holy Spirit. The water is just pouring out in this place in a measure that we've probably haven't experienced, or maybe for a very, very long time. But the Spirit is pouring out here. Are you ready? Are you receptive? Do you want to be the container of that? Do you want to be refreshed? Do you want to receive? Do you want to renew yourself? Do you want to carry something from here? Do you want to be a catalyst to what he is about to do? Are you ready? Are you expectant? The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. And my prayer is that Spirit, Holy Spirit, we totally submit to you, submit to your leads, to your work among us this morning. Father, I know that you are moving among us right now. You're moving, you'll be moving. Holy Spirit, move. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
There is a promise for us that is certain. Even right now, the promise of restoration, the promise of healing. I know God has been touching people this morning, but the work that God started must be completed in your life, you know. And I just want you to remain tuned, you know, throughout, because something greater is coming, something powerful is coming. God is moving in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. Sometime, you know, wow, I'm looking at the time. But Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, remember last time I spoke here, I began a series on the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. The good news of the kingdom, with the first session titled The Gospel, an Introduction. We look at that last time. We look at the gospel in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We look at the meaning of the word, gospel. We say that gospel, the word gospel, did not originated or did not have its origin in the New Testament, in the gospel. You know, Matthew, the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as we know it. But its origin is from the Old Testament. We say that the Hebrew scripture, good news, refers to Yahweh himself coming to save his people. Amen. Anybody remember that? Are you sure? I believe you. Isaiah proclaimed, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news." Good news. This is the Old Testament. Good news. Bring good news. "Who proclaims salvation? Who said to Zion, your God reign. Your God reign." Amen. Isaiah 52:7. The gospel, the good news in the Old Testament is not just about rescue from enemy. It is the announcement of God's reign. God's reign. Hallelujah. God intervenes. God comes near. God comes and dwell with us, with his people. Emmanuel,
God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. The prophets anticipated a day when God would act decisively to restore, redeem, and rule. Bear that in mind. Keep that. Restore, redeem, and rule. The gospel in the New Testament, the gospel of Christ, now is the fulfillment of those things that has been announced throughout the Old Testament. Amen? The fulfillment of those things. It is the declaration that Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah. He is the promised Messiah, the Son of God, the Son of God. And this is where there is a tension in what we preach, what we proclaim, what we believe, the confession of our faith. You see, the gospel is not just the proclamation that his kingdom, his rule is coming, the announcement, it is the recognition that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Whose death or life, death and resurrection brings salvation and deliverance to humanity, to the entire world. Now we know there is only one name through whom we can be saved. Hallelujah. No other name but Jesus' name. No other name but Jesus. No other name but Jesus. The only name. Hallelujah. And that is the gospel. Today, we're going to look at the King of the gospel. The King of the gospel. The King of the kingdom. If you like. The King of the kingdom. Do you like that? The King of the kingdom. Now we heard three scriptures this morning. Very, very powerful. You know, when we talk about the gospel of the kingdom, when we refer to the gospel of the kingdom, many people associate the gospel. We define what gospel means. We said, remember that gospel originated from, the word gospel from the Greek word. Anybody remember that? Which one was it? Evangelion. The Greek word evangelion. So people think that gospel is solely about forgiveness. People think, even in church, Christian people, God's people, sometimes people think that it's just about salvation. And the idea of going to heaven. The idea of going to heaven. Now, this is not wrong. It's actually true that the gospel is a way to heaven. It gives us the access to salvation. But this is not the full picture of what the gospel is. The gospel is bigger than forgiveness. It's bigger than forgiveness alone. The gospel is the announcement of the King and his kingdom. The gospel is the announcement of the King and his kingdom. That the King, Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God has come. Hallelujah. That is the gospel. The gospel is not just about escaping or to escape from hell. It is about the entrance into a kingdom. Into a kingdom. Look, when you look at the landscape and you look at, you know, how the world, things has evolved throughout histories. And, you know, you look at thousands and thousands of years back. It has always been about kingdom. It has always been about lands. It has always been about, you know, belonging to a kingdom. Kingdom rise, kingdom fall. You know, king rise, king fall. It's always about that. Even just now. Spiritually, it is the same. Physically, it is the same. There is a battle of kingdoms. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Listen, this is a Pentecostal church. Do you want me to remind you that? Living stone. We are living stone. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Mark 1:14, Jesus said, believe so you can... No. He did not say believe so you can go to heaven. Does he? No, he didn't say that. This is what he said. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. That's what Jesus said. The gospel is the good news that the kingdom has come. The good news that the kingdom has come and his kingdom has begun. The king has come. The king is here. And his kingdom has begun. Hallelujah. Today, I want to be able to examine four aspects of this title. Four aspects. Number one. The good news, the gospel announces the king. The gospel announces the king. Now, I think I explained this last time. In the ancient world, when there is a new king, when a new king come, you know, is enthroned, there would be an official announcement throughout the kingdom. A messenger will run throughout the kingdom, announcing, proclaiming, shouting, that there is a new king. That the king rules has begun. That's how the gospel is kind of exercised, is done, is, you know, practiced in the ancient world. It is the same. Also, when the king won a victory and that need to be, you know, announced to the kingdom, you know. So the good news will go forth. The announcement that the king has won a victory. The gospel is a royal news. Royal news. It is heaven's announcement that Jesus is the king. Look, The good thing about this is, you know, whether humanity recognize or not, it is a heaven declaration, announcement. You know, that the King has come. Jesus Christ is the King. Let's look at that. Isaiah 9:6-7 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and government shall be upon his shoulder." It says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." Notice the word government. 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 Jesus did not come only to comfort brokenhearted. Yes, he came for that. Jesus did not come only to give abundant life. Yes, he came for that. But he came to establish his government. He came to establish his kingdom. He came to reign. He came to rule. Hallelujah. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, he said, "He shall be great." Luke 1:32-33. "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign forever." Jesus shall reign forever. Jesus reign now and forever. Hallelujah. That is the good news, and that is the gospel that we preach. The angel did not announce a teacher. He indeed he is. Not a prophet. But he announced a king. Hallelujah. A king. The same thing when the wise men came from the far east. They asked, remember that? Where is the king of the Jew who was born? They were looking for a prophet. No. They were looking for a teacher. No. They were looking for a king. They were looking for a king. They were looking for Jesus, the King of Kings. Now, when we look at Jesus' life, even at the end of his life, he stood before Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king? Are you the king?" Remember Jesus' answer. Jesus answered, John 18, Jesus said, "Rightly that you say, I am a king." You rightly said that I am a king. Jesus never denied his kingship. Now, as Christian, we need to be grounded in this truth. Because when we go to the marketplace outside, these are the things that the enemy will bring on the table. They will say, "Show me in your Bible where Jesus said, I am the Son of God. Show me in your Bible where Jesus said, I am a king." Hallelujah. We need to be grounded in this truth in this biblical truth as Christian. Hallelujah. And this is the moment for us. He has never denied his kingship. What looked like defeats at the cross, actually, do you know what it was? It was the coronation of the king. The father, they kill him. They finish with him. But in fact, it is to kind of certify his kingship, his authority, who he is, the coronation. Because the gospel is the announcement that the king has come. But there is a mystery. There's one mystery with this king and his kingdom. And the mystery is the access come through revelation. The answers come to revelation. That is why people fight. People can comprehend. That is why people wrestle with us, argue with us, deny that claim. Because the access into this king and the kingdom is through revelation. It's through revelation. Hallelujah. Peter said, Jesus said, he asked one of the existential question somebody can ask. Who do they say that I am? Who do they say that I am? Now, tell me, who do they say that I am? They reply, yes. Prophets. All of those things. Now Jesus said, now you are mine. You are my followers, my disciples. You've been with me for, you know, all this time. Who do you say that I am? It is important that we capture the revelation of who he is. Because this defines and determines our existence and how we live our lives. Who do you say that I am? Now, they say, Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. And this means everything. Hallelujah. Christ, the recognition that Jesus Christ is Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, changes everything concerning ourselves, and concerning our world. Hallelujah. It is important. It's not just about healing. It's not just, that is what, it's not just about, you know, needs. You know, as Christian, we need to rise above, you know, that level. This is the world level, the flesh level, the feeling, or the hurt my feeling, or, you know, all these things. Or, there's no money. I haven't. Oh, come on. My son is this. Wow. You know, we need to rise to a different level to recognize that, you know, as Christian, knowing the identity of Christ prepares us into a different realm. Hallelujah. Where we rule and reign with him in his authority, in his power, in his grace, in his love, in his suffering, in his victory. Hallelujah. Well, you know, this is not part of my message. I want to stay still the first point. I've got four. Number two, the king established his kingdom through the cross. Through the cross. There is no king. There is no power. There is no leader in this world that will establish his kingdom, his authority through suffering. There is not. Everybody want to enjoy a palace. Everybody want to enjoy, Air Force One. You know, those jets that can, plane that can take you through, you know, places, and you are in it, and you know, nothing can touch me here. Every king, ruler, president wanna move in convoy with bodyguards, arms, you know, all those things. Hallelujah. Jesus established his kingdom through the way of the cross. Hallelujah. Let's look at that. Let's look at that. Many people expected Jesus to establish his kingdom through a military power, but he established it through sacrificial power. You know, this morning we heard somebody's groaning. Now UK want to join the world. The world, we don't want you because we've done it. Right? Because they need power. They need arsenals. They need strength to win the world. And that is how the kingdoms of this world operate. But our king established his kingdom through sacrificial power. Hallelujah. Sacrificial power. Jesus. He gave it all. He gave his life for us. The cross was not an accident. It was not a failure. People look at it. They laugh. They say all sorts of things. You say you are king. You say you are son of God. You saving those people. Save yourself now. They seen failure. They seen a powerless person at their mercy. It was a strategy of the king. It was the way of the king. Hallelujah. A strategy and the way of the king. At the cross, Jesus defeated the greatest enemy of the kingdom. He defeated the greatest enemy of the kingdom. He defeated sin. Colossians 2:14. He canceled the record of your sin. He defeated Satan. 15. Colossians 2:15. He disarmed, defeated principalities, powers, and made a public spectacle of them all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He defeated death. Jesus rose again. The grave was empty. The resurrection was heaven's declaration that the king has won. And after his resurrection, Jesus said, Matthew 28, he said, all authority. You see, we belong to a king and a kingdom. We belong to a king who has all authority. We belong to a king who has all authority over everything. Over principalities, power, authorities, over everything, you name it. All authority has been given to me on earth and heaven. He did not say, I will receive authority, did he? No. He said, given to me. Jesus was enthroned the king of all. The king was established. His kingdom was established. His victory was complete. Finito. Hallelujah. It is done. Tetelestai. The cross was not the end of the king. Hallelujah. It was the establishment of his reign. Now Jesus rules. Hallelujah. That changes everything. It changes everything. It changes everything. It changes. Jesus rule. Jesus rule. He rules over death. He rules over life. He rules over sickness. He rules over lack needs. Tell me, he rules over cancer. He rules over mental sickness. Jesus rules over your family. He rules over your finances. He rules over your work. He rules over your even pagan boss. He rules over your president, your nation. Jesus rules. He rules. He rules over every single thing that you can even imagine and bring on the table. He rules over all those things. Hallelujah. And that changes everything. Do you know what I mean? It means that he is the one who determines the outcome. Hallelujah. He's the one who determines what happened now. Hallelujah. So he's the one who determines what happened to your life. Now it's not my boss. Now it's not my president. Now it's not my circumstances, but Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The king who rules by a sacrificial power. Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, let me tell you. Our lives, this is, shall I go off script here? Let's go that. Let's do that. Now, our life is secure in Jesus Christ. Your life is secure in Jesus Christ. Your destiny is secure in Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall I tell you? You see, last year we said, I'm telling you, this is about a battle of kingdom. A battle of kingdom. He said he has taken us from the kingdom of darkness and bring us into the kingdom of his son, the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. There's a power, there's a battle going on of taking people from the kingdom of darkness and populating the kingdom of light. That is the battle. And we are called to engage in that battle as agents, disciples of Christ. Hallelujah. Walking in the power of the gospel. And we've been doing that in this place. The enemy is not happy. It is a battle. So don't think it is just a club, social club here. No. This is the church of Christ. Don't think that you are just. No. You are an agent, ambassador for the kingdom. And as such, his power comes with you. His grace comes with you. His authority comes with you. Hallelujah. Last year, there was a Sunday. We were doing this Operation Consecrate the Land. Okay? And the Sunday before we start, or this week, we were doing it. But was that Operation? Anyway, one of the things we were doing last year. And one Sunday, during that period, I was preaching and I came during the worship. And my little one, it's not little, but the youngest one, wasn't well, so he didn't come. So I came with the oldest boy. He was sitting next to me, and I was preparing myself for this, you know, to come up. And I knelt down praying. And then, you know, the Holy Spirit said, grab that boy to kneel with you and pray for him. And I said to my son, come down with me. He was like, come down with me. And we prayed together. I put my arm around him. We pray. That was on Sunday. On Monday, he started developing chicken pox. And the following day, I was here. We were preparing to go out. And I had a call from my wife. The boy collapsed. He collapsed. Knock his head around on the coffee table or something. I lost consciousness. You know, by the time, you know, she called me, you know, she kind of remained calm and dealt with the situation. Ambulances came. They took him to the hospital. I rushed in to see. Now, we are in a battle. Does the battle belong to us? No. So, I'm saying this because there are Christians who are like, okay, I'm, you know, if I do that, if I kind of engage a little bit more into these kingdom activities, the devil gonna come after me. The enemy gonna come after me. Hallelujah. Let them come. Hallelujah. He said, 1,000 to my left and 10,000 to my right. None of them will come near me. That's what it is for you. I'm, you know, completely off script here. But forgive me. So we're talking about the king and his kingdom. The king and his everlasting kingdom. Wow. I've got to stop here. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The king is reigning now. He's reigning now. Hallelujah. He's reigning now. Number three and number four. The king invites us to submit to his rule and to his rulership. Hallelujah. It is important that I take 2 minutes and finish this one. Very, very important. Look, you know, we don't now. The heart of the gospel, the heart of the gospel is the invitation to come into the kingdom through repentance, belief and repentance, okay? Now, we are called into a kingdom not just as we are. Yes, we are called to the kingdom as we are, but we are not called to the kingdom to remain as we are. Hallelujah. We are called to the kingdom to be continually transformed to the image of the king. You know, now in every kingdom, there is a rules. The way of life, conduct, code of conduct, the same way. This kingdom has code of conduct. So if we say that we belong to this kingdom, if we say that we belong to this king, our lives must reflect the king. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stop here. But I got more. Can I have everyone's attention, please? Can we remain a little bit of calm?
The king is in the room. The king is in the room. The king is here right now. The king is in the room. His heart is a heart of love, compassion, and good intention for every single one of us. And I want to say, if you don't belong to this kingdom, if you don't belong to this king, right now, he wants to transfer you from where you are to his kingdom. His kingdom is the kingdom of peace. His kingdom is the kingdom of righteousness. His kingdom is the kingdom of life. So I want to give the opportunity to someone here today. This is the right day, the good day, to say, yes, I want to belong to that king and that kingdom. Now I just want to ask, please, every eyes closed. If you're here, you have never said yes to Jesus. You know you don't belong to that king and that kingdom, King Jesus. He wants to transform your lives even today, even right now. Please raise your hand. I just want to know who you are, where you are. Praise God that today, even today, somebody gave their life to Christ. Hallelujah. Came to that kingdom earlier on today. But the opportunity is before us now. I just want to see your hand. Just raise your hand so I know who I'm praying for. Every eye is closed. I see one hand. Thank you. I see the second one. Raise your hand. I just want to pray for you. This is the moment to belong to Jesus. Raise your hand. Anybody else? Anybody else? 3, 4, anybody else? Thank you very much. You want to come home today? Hallelujah. Anybody else before we pray? So let's pray now. In fact, I want to ask us to stand as we pray. Can we all stand together? And we're going to pray. We're going to thank this king for what he has done for us and for coming to our lives and for giving us that revelation that changes everything concerning our lives. Father, we want to bless your name for Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who gave his life for us. Jesus, the one who rules over everything. Thank you, Jesus, for those people that you have attracted. You brought them today into your kingdom. We thank you for the salvation that is theirs. But we commit their lives into your hand as from now being their personal Lord and Savior, to guide them, to lead them in a transformation in conformity to yourself. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 I want to say this, please. For those who raise their hands, I know who you are. I just want to have a quick chat with you at the end. So please don't go before talking to myself. God bless you.
Thank you.